The content in this audio recording provides general information. However, it does not substitute legal advice or opinion. This information is best used in conjunction with legal advice from an experienced member of our team. How to end a de facto relationship positively. Sometimes couples or individuals come to us because they want to understand what might occur if they were to separate. Other times they know they need to separate and wish to end the relationship in the most positive way possible. Ending de facto relationships is rarely easy, but it doesn't have to be as challenging as it can become with some forethought about communication. We see people who are able to take steps to try and end a de facto relationship in a way that means you can be proud of how you manage the end of your relationship. As you'd expect, it's not achieved without careful consideration and effort. We've narrowed down the actions of the people we see who have ended their relationships amicably and as positively as possible. We've turned them into questions for reflection. If you are invested in understanding how to end a de facto relationship positively, ask yourself these 5 questions throughout the process to give yourself the best opportunity for a conflict-free and amicable separation journey. The first question is, where am I and they at right now? Upon separating, information gathering about your assets and finances is often the first stage of the formal process. This can often be where conflict arises, even when the separation starts well. The process involves you each sharing information about who brought what into the relationship. It is also typically when you share information about how you each contributed during the relationship. If one person was blindsided or surprised by the end of the relationship, or not coping with the process, this must be considered. When we meet with our clients, we ask questions to understand the dynamic so we can take this into consideration. This can help both people end their relationship in the most positive way possible. If you ended the relationship, it is likely that you're at a different stage of the process to the other person. People go through stages at different times and in different ways. This can affect their ability to go through the steps at the speed you may ideally desire. It is important to consider the difference between where you're at and where they are at each stage of the process. We see that this helps many people avoid escalating conflict and keeping the process manageable. The second question is, where are we at in the grief cycle? As people go through the stages of grief, they may display different behaviours or actions. The Kubler-Ross grief model breaks grief down into 5 stages of loss, and you may have heard of these before. They are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. These steps are processes that you and your former partner and your children, if you have them, will go through. It is important to be aware that this process is not linear and that each person may take a different amount of time to move through each stage. Talk about the grief cycle with your former partner. Identify where you were both at in the cycle. This is especially important when you need to have important conversations or make decisions. The third question is, what can be done to minimize conflict? Being aware of the stage you are in is important. Being aware of the stage your former partner is in is just as important. If someone is in the anger phase or even having a challenging day, for instance, this is important to know. Checking in and being flexible about when to broach or discuss something can contribute to keeping things moving along positively. Communication, regardless of how positive or poor it has been in the past, is incredibly important throughout the separation process. We see that when people think about how actions, timings, or events may contribute to a certain feeling or response, this can have a positive influence on how the separation plays out. The fourth question is, do they or I need time or space? Sometimes people want their separation wrapped up so they don't need to deal with everything longer than they need to. However, as we've identified, often both people are in different stages of the grief cycle at any one time. Given that the end of the relationship is one of the most stressful life experiences, each of you may need time and space throughout the process to think along the way. Respecting each other's need for time or space to process this transition period is essential for a good end to your relationship. Recognize that your former partner may need time to grieve your relationship and require space to work through their feelings. You may already have been through this process, especially if you've been considering separation for some time. Both of you will need to make decisions on pressing issues. However, it can help to remember that some issues can wait. Sometimes leaving a little bit of time to pass can be desirable, providing there isn't anything urgent or that might be detrimental to you if you did not act upon it. Keeping this in mind assists to avoid escalating a situation where the other person isn't ready. Being mindful of the time you and they might need is very important, particularly early on in the separation process. The fifth question is, might I need some support, now or later? Ending a relationship is a major life event and loss in people's lives. Seeking support to process this loss and the changes it brings is important, no matter who initiated the breakup. We often see people going through the different stages of grief I mentioned earlier. A person may believe they have reached a certain stage of the grief process, but something can still happen that triggers a response or emotion. You may have support that comes from friends and family. It could also be with a professional, such as a counselor or coach. You may even benefit from all of these. Even if you don't think you need help, call early to secure an appointment with professionals like counselors. While you might not think you need it now or at all, it is often good to have support accessible at the time you really need it. There can often be a long wait for your first choice. Seeking support is particularly important in the early stages as you negotiate a significant period of change in your life. A positive end to your relationship is achievable. Ending a de facto relationship well begins with keeping these five questions in the front of your mind throughout the separation journey. As you navigate the steps ahead, know that you will be faced with challenges along the way, but this time will pass. As it is hard to see any silver linings along the way, know that our past clients tell us that while it was a very hard time in their lives, they got through it and they were able to look back, reflect, and find some silver linings, even when they didn't think that there would be. Given you have come across this topic and listened this far, you are likely to have good intentions for an amicable end to your de facto relationship. If you see fit, share this information with your former partner or somebody else going through a separation. Navigating this path while being aware of what others have achieved can assist in helping you both benefit, even in the most significant of life changes.